So in this intentional conversation, faith doesn't have to mean God or the universe or whatever you believe in. Having faith actually means trusting in your highest self and trusting that there is a divine path for you. The universe has a vested interest in our joy. So in this case, faith actually means believing in yourself first and trusting that the universe, God, fill in the blank, is helping your path unfold before you. Hi friends, and welcome to Do the Damn Thing. I'm your host, Lauren LaRue. I'm an entrepreneur who started with a small blog, and now I am the CEO of the LaRue brand, a lifestyle business and branding studio for women entrepreneurs building intentional lives and intentional businesses. But don't fret, this podcast is for everybody. I created this podcast with the intent to offer people a safe space to land and learn about the journey we're all on together. It's not just about being happy. It's about healing, getting to know yourself, and living intentionally, which is why this podcast is the right place for all of you beautiful souls showing up ready to change your life. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Do the Damn Thing podcast. As always, I am so happy you're here with me today. I'm sitting here on a very gloomy, very foggy morning, and I thought, what better time to record some podcasts? I'm going to be out of town next week, which I'm really excited about. I'm going home to Florida to spend the week with my parents. Next week is Josh's 8-year anniversary of his passing, and I always go home during this time. His birthday and his anniversary are really close together. So just about 2 weeks ago, he would have turned 30 this year. So the timing of the last couple of weeks has felt really hard. I've felt like I've missed him more than usual. You know, my grief has settled a little bit harder lately, and I'm just really excited to be going home. And we always try and do something special on his anniversary to celebrate him instead of just being together. We always try and do something fun that would honor him and something that he loves. We've done things as simple as, you know, spending the day like bowling. He loved going bowling, or kind of anything, you know, easy and simple like that. And then last year we went to Epcot with my boyfriend. He came with, and we spent the day drinking around the world, which was so much fun. And we thought, you know what, let's go even harder this year. So we're spending the week in Orlando. We're doing Universal and Islands of Adventure. We're so, so excited. My brother and I used to go to the parks all the time as kids. And it's just a really special place where I feel very connected to him. Actually, one of the last memories I do have with him is going to Universal for the day with our cousin Jake. We drove up and just spent the day there, just the three of us. That was the last Christmas I spent with him. And the last time I saw him was that whole Christmas trip. And it's just a place where I really feel deeply connected to like childhood Lauren and the younger version of myself. It's where I feel really connected to him. And it's just a place where I love. I feel like I can unplug for the week and just be, you know, young Lauren, enjoying the fun and not thinking about the trials and tribulations of this beautiful world we live in. So I'm really excited for next week. I am completely unplugging and just taking the week for myself. We're all, the four of us, my boyfriend, my parents, and I are spending the week up there, and we're just so excited to be together and have some time, you know, to remove ourselves from the outside world and just have fun. So it's going to be a really great week. But in the last couple of weeks, you know, this time of year is generally always harder for me. I just always feel that heavier weight of my grief. I always am thinking about Josh more. He's just on my mind a lot. And, you know, recently I've just really, really deeply missed him. And there are a lot of things that I do not let myself think about when I miss him. You know, it's easy to think about a person as a whole and miss them and miss their presence in your life. But when you start to individualize experiences, I think grief can feel even more overwhelming than it normally does. And on his birthday, I started thinking about what it would be like to have a conversation with him and tell him about my life and tell him about, you know, LaRue and my boyfriend and Bowie and just my life in general. And I started thinking about what it would be like to hear his voice again. And like I said, his anniversary of his 8 years is coming up. And to this day, I have never let myself watch a video of him or listen to, you know, his voice, because it feels like that would be so crushing. And so when I started thinking about what it would be like to hear his voice, I felt really scared about the potential of a day to come where I don't remember what that voice sounds like. You know, I knew him for 18 years. That's all I got with him. And there will come a time where it'll feel harder to remember what his voice sounded like, what he felt like when he hugged me, what it felt like when I would hug him and he would rest his chin on my head because he was so much taller than me. And I've felt really, I'm going to try not to cry. I felt really, really emotional about all of the very small things that I think a lot of people don't think about when you think about grief. We think about grief as this all-consuming, like, very big idea. And there are so many minutia facets of grief that when you start to get very intricate with your own grief journey and your own loss, it can feel like the smaller things are generally far more overwhelming than just the loss itself. Like, I've come to a point in my life where I've fully accepted that Josh is gone. You know, I reached that acceptance stage years ago, and I understand that. And holistically, when I think about him, it generally does put a smile on my face because it makes me feel like, okay, I'm thinking about him because he's thinking about me. He's here right now. I can feel him, and I'm smiling because I know he's watching over me and protecting me and cheering me on. But then when I think about things like, what would a conversation be like with him right now? What would it be like to hear his voice? Watch, you know, go out to lunch, have a drink, like whatever it might be. And that in particular has felt incredibly, incredibly heavy. And with that heaviness, I've felt myself questioning kind of my own personal faith recently, because it's never something that I have officially defined. So now we're getting to the point of this podcast, which is I want to talk to you guys about faith, because I think over the last couple of weeks I've been having not necessarily a crisis of faith. I think my faith has stayed pretty resolute throughout, you know, my healing journey. But there have been waves and ebbs and flows of what that faith looks like. And I think it's just an important conversation to have in general around the topic of intentional living and around the topic of, you know, living an intentional life, valuing things like your wellness and your mindset, and consistently being on a healing journey where you're always trying to improve yourself and your life around you, your external and internal realities. And recently, that challenge for me has been my faith, because I found myself that when I think about those small minutia facets of my grief, like I said, thinking about hearing Josh's voice, I've found myself getting more angry than anything. Like, I feel really sad and then I just get really pissed off because I know I can't hear his voice. And I know that if I watch a video, because obviously they do exist, like I know I have videos of my brother talking, of him laughing, of him, you know, moving around in a three-dimensional reality. I know that if I watch those, I can fully admit to myself that I'm not in a place where I'm ready for that yet. My grief is still so strong in that way that if I watch that, it will crush me. Like, even just thinking about watching a video and watching him move and exist makes me really want to cry right now. So I'm going to pull that together because we're not going to cry. So I just want to talk about faith today, because I think that as I've been contemplating this, and this has been, you know, something that's been on my mind for the last month or so, as I've been contemplating this, I think that my vision or my belief in faith is changing a little bit. And I think that that's really healthy, because so many of our beliefs, so many of our, you know, thoughts should be evolving as we grow older, as we gain more experience in life, as we learn more. Of course, like, this is the base of subconscious breakthrough, and this is the base of rewiring and reprogramming your brain to believe new things. So it's not necessarily a block. I think I've just realized that I haven't thought about, like, actively thought about faith in a really long time. And in doing so, I've realized just how much my own faith has changed. And I think that the conversation that I want to have with you guys is about this idea of universal faith. So before I get into anything, I just want to say that my belief system is not yours. It doesn't have to be yours. If you believe in God, if you believe in a Catholic, Christian, Lutheran, fill in the blank God, that is your right and your decision. It is not something that I personally believe in based on my life experience, based on my connection and devotion to the universe. So personally, the conversation I'm mostly focusing on today is my faith and my belief in a universal power. And that's really what I want to talk about. But if you're having this conversation and thinking the same things and you believe in God, I encourage you to fill in those spots where I say the universe with the word God, just so that it aligns with you if this is a belief that you're also finding feels, you know, reigns true in your life right now. So I think the conversation that feels really relevant to my evolution with my faith is this idea about, you know, I've talked about this so many times, that everything happens for a reason, that we're always being guided and supported, but it can feel really hard to believe in God, believe in the universe, when we know all of the horrific and horrible things that are happening in the world right now. And this is something that I know can be very controversial to talk about. I'm not going to talk about politics. I'm not going to talk about war. I'm not going to talk about anything like that because it's not my place. I don't know enough, you know, and it's my job to be informed, but it's not my job to share my information with you, because political and faith beliefs I know can be very, very personal. And I'm going to keep that personal for myself as well, just to protect my own peace. But I do think the topic of universal faith can be well received, because at the end of the day, whether you're filling in that blank space with the universe or with God, I think we do all believe in a very similar idea that, you know, at least everyone who is involved in this healing and intentional living conversation, we all believe that the point of this life is to find peace. The point of this life is to evolve, is to learn, is to gain experience, is to fail, and is to succeed, so that we can learn and become the best humans possible, evolve, and then pass that on to the next generation of human beings. And I mean, that is personally what I fully believe. And I believe that as you learn in this lifetime, you are born again with the knowledge that you've taken from this experience. And, you know, each lifetime, I believe, I'm just going to keep stressing that, each lifetime, I believe that things just get better and better. And so that's why, you know, it's certainly not easy, actually. I wouldn't say that. I'm more able to argue why certain people have, quote, better lives than me, and certain people have, quote, worse lives than me. And I think that in the conversation of this, as the person who's leading this conversation, as the person who's sitting here talking about this, I want to very much acknowledge, fully acknowledge, eyes wide open, and understand that there is so much deep, deep trauma in this world. I am not blinded by what is going on to other people in other places. I am not blinded to what other people experience every day. I am not blinded to the fact that there are so many humans on this earth that wonder where their next meal is going to come from, or don't have a steady roof over their head, or children who, you know, are in foster care and don't have parents and don't have a support system. There is so much trauma in this world. And this conversation gets very, very difficult when someone can sit here and argue and say that everything happens for a reason, when I'm in a position of good faith, good health, I'm in a beautiful apartment overlooking a beautiful city that I can pay for by myself, and I'm thriving. And it can feel really disassociative for someone like me to say that everything happens for a reason, and then think to yourself, okay, but what about the people in this position right now? I want to sit here and fully, fully acknowledge that those are things I'm very aware of. Moving on from that topic is my faith in just how and why those things happen. I've said this so many times before, but I want to reiterate it in this conversation in particular because I think this is the most important understanding that we have to have around faith and certainly not justifying why certain people have better lives versus others, but offering an explanation as to why when you believe in a God, when you believe in the universe and say, you know, everyone deserves to thrive, but there are people who are fully suffering. We live in a world where every single person is supposed to have free will. That's not the case for everyone, but we do live in a world where humans should have free will, and the majority of us do. So every decision that I make first affects me and then affects my environment. Every decision that people in a place of power make affects them and then affects everyone around them. Because we live in a world where either God or the universe has given us the space for free will, this is how evolution is processed. People make decisions that either have a very, very small effect, like I'm going to go to the grocery store, that doesn't affect very many people, versus other people who have the power to make a decision that could affect heaps and loads and vast nations of people. So free will is something that can be very coinciding with faith, because when we face moments of doubt in our faith, when we face moments of why is this happening to the world, or specifically, why is this happening to me? When I lost my brother, the biggest question I had was, why my family? Why us? Like, this is the last freaking thing we need. This is the last thing any family needs. But why us? Why couldn't it be someone else? And that is such a common question when it comes to grief and loss. And I think that free will plays a much bigger role in our grief and in our faith than we realize. Because I have every right to feel angry at my brother. That anger will probably never fully go away. It was his choice to get on a motorcycle. It was his choice to drive it too quickly. And because he made those choices, he lost control of his bike and he died. And I have every right to feel angry about that. I have every right to hate him at certain moments. And I do. I hate him at certain moments for the grief he's caused me and my parents, for the emotions and experiences he's put us through because of his loss. But he had free will. He made a choice, and now his choice has repercussions, and it affects so many people. The same way someone in a position of power, like a president or a king, or, you know, people in a position of government, have so much power to create decisions that have a trickle-down effect from, you know, the highest people in highest positions to people like you and me, who are, you know, we're no Joe Schmo, but we're just like everybody else, living life, going through the motions, and we're choosing to make the best of it. And it's these things, it's this free will that causes us to have this doubt we might face in our faith every once in a while. When we face doubt and wonder how to put an explanation to the people who are suffering versus the people who are thriving, it can feel impossible, and it should feel impossible. That's a significant point to say that, you know, we have so much compassion as to why those things are happening. That's why we feel horrible about our own privileges, or we feel guilty about our own privileges. And that's not to say you shouldn't. It's just to say that you should have that awareness and that understanding that the more you do have, the more you need to be grateful, the more you need to practice gratitude, and the more you need to lean into your faith. So in this intentional conversation, faith doesn't have to mean God or the universe or whatever you believe in. Having faith actually means trusting in your highest self and trusting that there is a divine path for you. The universe has a vested interest in our joy. So in this case, faith actually means believing in yourself first and trusting that the universe, God, fill in the blank, is helping your path unfold before you. So the point that I've been trying to get to this whole podcast is that our faith is in ourselves first. We do not have control over the amount of free will that exists in this world. There is so much that we can do to help and to aid and to create as positive as of an environment as possible. You can volunteer, you can donate, you can serve ways to help, you can help create awareness. But there is only so much one single person can do to change this world. And I think when it comes to faith, we need to reshape the way we look at it. And instead of having faith in a power that is outside of ourselves, what if instead we had faith in ourselves first? What if instead the journey that you're taking to heal, to live intentionally, to change your mindset and to create a prosperous environment, what if that had such an outward effect on the rest of the world because you put yourself and your faith first in yourself and then had faith in the universe to create that path and to create that environment around you that has that ripple effect of your own divine work within yourself? So the point I'm trying to make, I think, is that in this kind of switch of faith for me, or this growth of faith for myself, I've realized that I need to shift my mindset, because I think that the issue that I've been facing lately in my own faith is that I know that the universe will always meet me halfway, but they can't meet me, or it can't meet me halfway until I've met my half of the work. So a massive leap of faith around my own trust has been that when I was able to heal my emotions around my grief and get to a place where I am now, where I'm very accepting of it and very accepting of the fact that I will always have my moments. I'm a human being. Of course, I'm going to allow my grief to overwhelm me at certain points of my life. But what I've realized is that if I put in the work, the universe will always meet me halfway. If I don't put in the work, there's nowhere that is halfway for the universe to meet me. I have to go first before the universe can do it. I have to put on my oxygen mask before I can give oxygen to the universe. I have to take those first steps before the universe can meet me with its own steps. And why not translate that to faith? What if I have faith in myself first and I work hard internally that then I understand will be translated to the faith the universe has in me? So I know that this might be, like I said, a controversial podcast topic. I know that this might be a little difficult to swallow if this doesn't feel aligned with you, but this is where I'm at with my own faith. And I truly believe that turning this corner will have a massive ripple effect on my external environment, because if I trust in myself first to reach whatever it is I'm reaching for, to go wherever it is I'm going, if I believe in myself and I have steps prepared to get me there, if I take the first step, the universe is going to take the first step. If I take the second step, the universe is going to take the second step. So in knowing that even if the universe wasn't able to meet me halfway, I have the steps there in place for me to get there myself. But because I have this faith, it allows me to trust that no matter what steps I take, they will always be met without resistance. They will always be met with a guiding path that continues to unfold before me. So I want to keep this short and brief. I want to make sure that I'm not cushioning this topic, because it feels really important to me and it feels really important to my own healing journey to understand where my faith lies right now. This is an evolutionary process. I'm sure there will come a time in my life where my faith, you know, faces another turning point, another fork in the road where I have to decide, you know, which path feels the most aligned with who I am now. But as of right now, this is the path that feels aligned. So I hope that this resonates for you. I hope that if you're someone facing a little bit of a crisis of faith, I hope that this encourages you to look within yourself first and then look outward, because the more work you do internally, the more your external reality will reflect that. And that includes faith. The more faith you have in yourself, the more faith the universe will have in you. So I hope that this resonates. I hope that this hits. I love you all so, so dearly, and I will see all of you beautiful souls next week.